The Vietnam War, it's over. Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Day Fiancé Season 9, Episode 4, which aired on Sunday. I'm obsessed. We are introduced to the couple Patrick and Tyeas. Now look, I didn't think Patrick and Tyeas had a shot in hell of making it. She's Portuguese. You know, Patrick was this world-class wrestler. No, weightlifter. He was going to go all the way to the Olympics, but he tested positive for human growth hormone and then another time. So he admits to being dumb. I mean, he has a massive social media following. And, you know, I think he's like learned from that whole experience, right? So people are now on social media saying that Tyeas and Patrick have the best chance of actually staying married and getting married on 90 Day Fiancé. Are you all watching the same show I am? Blood is thicker than water. His brother doesn't get along with her at all. It's going to be a disaster. Her like giving the brother like, don't party, don't do this. Okay, we haven't even set foot in Austin. How about we pump our brakes? And what are you, 75? I mean, my God, you know, would you just have your hip replaced? Like, have a little fun. You're young. You're Portuguese, for God's sakes. I thought we were the uptight people here in America. Anyway, I mean, I don't think their relationship is going to last. But people online are saying Tyeas and Patrick are going to last because he was willing to learn the language and speak Portuguese. He knows Portuguese. And most people on 90 Day Fiancé never learn their significant other's native language. They also say that it took them 11 months to get engaged. And most of these couples truly do get engaged within like 3 months, 90 days. So the fact that they even waited was like a good sign. Okay. I could see that maybe happening. Where's my little camera going? I mean, those are good signs, but I do not see those two together. Bilal and of course, Shai, they end up meeting his parents. And, you know, the whole kid thing, I think, is going to be really interesting to see if those two can work out, because 37, I mean, she's 37. Time is ticking. If she wants to have that baby, I mean, she's got to figure it out. And he really doesn't seem like he wants to have kids, does he? To me, he does not seem like that. I was a little let down. Like, I thought Bilal's family was going to, like, come at her a little more. They didn't, although the dinner was very awkward. The dinner was very strange for, like, the first meeting. You know what I mean? Is it for the TV show? But why did the parents of, like, everybody, it's the same with Emily's parents. Like, nobody's really that excited to see their significant other. Their significant others, like, or their kids' spouses. Is it just because they're told that, or like it's because it's 90 Day Fiancé? I don't know. But Kobe and Emily, when I saw Kobe see his son for the first time, like I could not stop crying either. It was just the sweetest, most beautiful moment. I think about my own son. I cannot imagine my husband not seeing him for 17 months. And of course, because of COVID, it was really delayed. It just like broke my heart. I love Emily and Kobe together. I think they're hot. They're sexy. You know, they're currently both fluffy. She's got the mom weight. He's got the dad bod. But they really are. She's very gorgeous. They're really stunning together. I like where it's going. Could the parents have been any colder to the poor guy? My God, he's crying his eyes out. Did they not have any empathy? I kind of am like not Team Emily's parents. I thought they were very weird. Maybe it was because the cameras were there, but I did not think that they were like really friendly. By the way, I think women should do whatever they want. You want to pull out a boob and breastfeed your child, go for it. But like when Emily just like pulls out her boob and that, and their son, like the 17-month-old just starts like, I don't know. To me, when the kid can like start lifting up your shirt, it's a no. It's a no for me, dog. I'm out. But, you know, this isn't really the mom shame episode. So so do what you want. I wasn't really a fan. Brand new sponsor to the Sarah Fraser Show. Have you heard of Prose? I love Prose. I started using Prose thanks to my hairdresser, and I went and took the Prose customized hair quiz. Right there on their website at prose.com/TSFS, you just talk about for 10 minutes what your hair's like, what your skin's like. They even have you take a little strand of your hair, feel it, and then give the little description. You pick from like, you know, a Q&A or like a multiple choice question. I love Prose. They make natural and custom hair care an effective personal regimen just for you, made from natural ingredients with proven results. Supplements too. And if you're not 100% positive Prose is the best hair care regimen for you, you can return the products, no questions asked. Prose is the healthcare regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order. Go to prose.com/TSFS. That's PROSE.com/TSFS for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ari and Binium. Binium, to me, Binium is getting on my last damn nerve, all right? Like, Binium is part of the reason that she does not have a good relationship with his sisters, Wish and Mimi. Mimi and Wish are all over social media talking about, you know, that they don't get along with Ari. They're hoping that their relationship doesn't work. They also say that they haven't seen Avi, the son, even, like, recently. And again, that could be partially because we're kind of getting out of COVID. A lot of drama there. Also, for Ari, her parents reportedly having more financial woes. It's a very long story, but if you do want to Google that, her parents have filed for bankruptcy. I mean, they were in foreclosure for their home. They owed something like $475,000 in back taxes. He was a cardiologist and had a cardiology practice. I'm curious where they ran amok with their finances. Was it their spending? Did something happen with the cardiology office? They were apparently being sued. If you kind of know the breakdown, love for you to tell me, you know, at the Sarah Fraser Show or thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. You can email me. Miona and Jabri, I like them. I really do. I like them. I love that they're flamboyant. I wasn't into the meal. I was totally team with the parents. You know, Jabri was like, well, if you guys don't like it, you can be encouraging. Okay, Jabri, fuck off. You opened a bag. Like, what's with these kids? I mean, are you guys, can you cook? I mean, what is with these kids that can't even cook? You're telling me you couldn't even make a partially homemade, partially pancakes. Have breakfast for supper. Like, you couldn't make homemade pancakes from a box at least and decorate them and dress them up? Ugh, I'm with the parents, that rubbery chicken. And by the way, everybody is laughing so hard at Jabri's dad, who was putting hot sauce on the chicken trying to get it down. They were like, you know this chicken's bad if this white guy is trying to put hot sauce on it to try to make it better. I like them. I'm curious for the drama that's going to happen with Jabri's bandmate. I like how they're setting the scene for all the dramatic things that are going to apparently happen, you know, down the line. Kara and Guillermo, you know, fighting about the computer. I kind of thought she was like, you know, I thought that was like a legitimate argument. Can't he use her computer? I wasn't sure why he needed his own computer right now. Just saying. All right. And then I promised this. So what do you think that some of the cast members from I Love a Mama's Boy make every episode? Now that you're talking a huge hit show in season three. $3,000, $800, $10,000. The answer is $800. What? I cannot believe this. This is why I said at the start of this show, you know, the only bad thing about TV is not being on it. Well, okay, honestly, I mean, you better be hawking your candle line or whatever shit you got, because make $800. I know this from an insider. $800 an episode is all they have been making. Now, I can't say this is for every cast member, but it is for several of them. And apparently, you know, I don't know if they weren't shared ratings until now, but they were basically given, take it or leave it, $800 an episode, and you're talking about 9 or 10 episodes. Okay, that's only $8,000 to be filming 4 days out of the week. That's so low. So low. I cannot believe all these different salaries that are coming out of TLC, because, you know, the rumor is, and they'll never confirm it, but Tammy and Amy Slayton, also 1,000-pound sisters, one of the biggest shows, you know, they reportedly only make $3,000 an episode. And I heard from another insider, they might be making $3,000 together collectively. That is criminal. Do these people not have agents? They're fucking stars. They are stars. $800. A very reliable source. I'm not going to give out my source's name, but the $800 is what a majority of the cast members for I Love a Mama's Boy are making per episode. That is unbelievable. Get that candle line ready. Have something else to hawk. When you get the call to be on television, get your social media lined up. Get your OnlyFans link out there. Get it out there. All right. Any hot tips that you have, like Sandman has? Oh my gosh, I think I need a new mic cover. Oh, gross. Anyway, any hot tips? Just side note, you know, of my ADD brain, that Sandman had. Like Sandman just revealed live on my TikTok and then therefore live on the podcast show, I Am Shauna Ray is taping a season 2. What? Huge! I love all your tips. I will give you credit if you want it. I'll keep you anonymous as well. TheSarahFraserShow@gmail.com or follow me on TikTok @TheSarahFraserShow. Bye, everybody! Yeah.